ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bechayrus is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
We're learning Maseches Bechayrus Daf Mem Zayin. I want to start from the first line on the blot. It's finishing up the sugya from Daf Mem Vavim and Beis, where the Gemara brings a machlokes Reb Yechonon and Reish Lakish, if Yitzias Pedachas works for Nachla, to be a Bechar L'Nachla, if Yitzias Pedachas is enough to be a Bechar L'Nachla. Reb Shlokish had said that a baby whose padachas came out, the forehead came out, it's not enough to be a Bechar L'Nachla because you need Yakir. And you can't recognize the baby with just the forehead. So Mela, it's not enough of a Leda to be a Bechar L'Nachla. We spoke about in the previous year. And Reb Yechanan holds it is good enough because Reb Yechanan holds that a padachas is good enough to have Yakir. You can recognize with the pedachas alone, the forehead alone is enough to recognize. So the Gemara asks in Reb Yechanan, it says, Lagabe, recognizing that the husband died, that you need the parts of panim imachaitim, you need the tzur of the face with the nose in order to recognize. Otherwise, you can't say edus. So you see that the pedachas, the forehead alone, is not enough. So the Gemara had two turitzim. One turit says that edus isha achamir beirabanan. And they were more machmir, really can recognize that the pedachas, but they were more machmir by edus isha. And then the Gemara says the second teretz, which starts out with blat, yakir luchud v'akaris panim luchud. The Bai same is the difference between yakir, recognizing, and akaris panim, recognizing the face. So the Shmaitza Zayin, Perik Zayin says, he doesn't know what Pashup Shat in this Gemara is. Mimanavshach, if when you see somebody's forehead, could you recognize the person? If the answer is yes, so why wouldn't it work for a guna? Why wouldn't it work to be made on the isha to get married? You can recognize. And if the answer is no, so why does it work for nachla? You have to recognize. What's the pshat? Akara and akara's pana. What does it mean? And he says he was very confused, and he found the tshuva that was written by his grandfather, Tosfos Yom Tov, his brother, the tshuva's going to Besroi, Simen Yud. And he explains it, b'kitzur nimrutz. And the Shmaitzer says he understood like this, that normally, minastam, if you want to recognize somebody, you're going to have to see the chaitim as well. Normally, you're not going to recognize him with the pedachas. So if somebody says he looked like Pliny, because he saw the pedachas, he looked like Pliny, it's not good enough. But if somebody says, no, I did recognize him, I looked good at the pedachas and I know 100% for sure. So the pedachas is good enough for that. It's just minastam not good enough. The Maksha thought that Yakir is the pshat, that you have to recognize Minastam, that anyone who sees it will recognize it, and that's not good enough by Pedachas. And the Taritzin said, no, Yakir doesn't mean that. Yakir means that you could recognize it. Pedachas is enough that you could recognize. It's just Minastam you won't, but if you try hard, you could. So come in a big Kiddush Adina, Zak Dishmaitza. If someone just saw the Pedachas and not the pants of Panim, but he says, I know 100% for sure it's him. So then it would work. It's only if he says it looks like him, so then it doesn't work, because you don't know for sure. But if he knows for sure, it's good enough. That's the Shmaitz's pshat al-Kopanim, the way he understands the Tosfos Yom Tov's pshat. I saw in the Shmaitz, which has a Hagah Zer Zav, he brings that from the Shuri Mikdash David, from Rabbi David Rappaport, Achul, and Tzim Ches, I say another pshat. It's a little bit easier to hear. That Taizen Chula makes a chula between Tvias Ayin Gomer and Tvias Ayin Koldehu. Now, there's such a thing as Tvias Ayin, you recognize it, you know 100% for sure. And that works even for Mammon. But there's such a thing as Tvias Ayin Koldehu. Yeah, to me, it appears to me that it's the same thing. It appears to me that this is it. So that's good enough for Isser, but it's not good enough for Mammon. Because Mammon, you need Eidus, and Eidus, you have to know for sure, has to be a Riyah. That's only by Tvias Ayin Gomer. A shanking for Issa, Tvias Ayin is also good enough. You leave a piece of meat, and you want to know if it's the same piece of meat, is which one's an Avela, which one's a Shkuta, and it seems to you this is the one. You recognize it. But that's called a Tvias Ayin Koldu. It works for Issa, it doesn't work for Mammon. Hazak the Mikdash David, that's a Pshan in the Gemara. For Eidus Isha, which is a Davashe Be'erva, there you need a Tvias Ayin Ba'alma doesn't help. You need a Tvias Ayin Gomer. Enough that works for Mammon. That's a karis panehem. That your mamish see the person. That's him, period. You have no sveikis. That's called the riyah. That you need the chaitim. Hashengi by Bechar, that's the din of Yakir. That's called the tviyas ayin koldehu. That would work for Yisurim. I already have a Asharim. It seems to be the same one, but doesn't have the same Darga of Brirus. And male, that's only Yakir. But that was what Gemara is saying over here, that Lagabe Bechor, you don't need a corresponding, you need Yakir. So these are the two pshatim. We have the Shmaitzis pshat from the Tosis Yomtiv, that a corresponding means Menastam, that someone could tell without him saying that he knows for sure. Menastam, we assume that he knows. That's only with the Chaitim, and Yakir means if Itaka says that he knows, that could work even with the Bedachas. And we have the Mikdash David's pshat, that in order to have a Tviya Zayin Gomer, that you need a Chaitim, that's what you need for Edis Isha. And Yakir Lechud means you can have a Tviya Zayin Kolduhu, which is good enough for Yisurin. It's good enough for Tzurvim Rabbanan to be Meshav Aveda. That's what that Tosis is talking about. But that's not good enough for Mammon or for Edis Isha, but that's what the Torah, and says Yakir, the Torah means that type of Akara, which is a Pedachas. Now just one more smaller Ara on that Sugya. I already mentioned the Shmaitzah's Raya, and the Shmaitzah brings the Raya to Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam Shita is that you need parts of Panim and Mechaitim is only when you don't have the Guf Shalem. You don't have the whole body. All you have is the head, then you need parts of Panim and Mechaitim. When you have the Guf Shalem, you can recognize the idea of Guf. That's Rebbeinu Tam's Kula. And Rav Feist can argue on him. So Shmaitzah wants to bring a Raya from Agamara that, see, since you've seen Yaakov, you need Yaakov for Mechaitim. And the Mal, the Halacha is that when the baby's head does not come out first, it's Masuris, it's breached, and the baby comes out feet first. So Rav is good enough. And the Paiskim don't say that by Bechor, Rav is not good enough. Vaisleis is already Akara by Rav. It's right, Rebbeinu Tam, but you have Akara by Rav. So what do you do for the other Paiskim? So the Kama Yeshuvim, Achreinim say, the base of Ephraim, which in Simon Tess, which the Chassam Sofer brings down in Evan Ezra, Simon and Dalid, he says, L'mais in the end, Pedachas doesn't work for Edis Isha, even though it works for Bechor, because Edis Isha Achmir Berabonon, or because Pedachas is only Yakir, it's not a corresponding. So L'mais in Pedachas doesn't work. So how do you know that Rav Guf would work, L'mais? Also, Nimrud Al-Ghazi here, he says, Enichinami, that Rav, if it's backwards, Rav Guf wouldn't work. Because you need Yakir. It doesn't say anywhere Mefurish that Rav Guf would work. But there's another Yishuv from the Achrayim, which you mentioned B'Kitzer in the previous Shem, which the Shmaitzer also reads Durch. It's telling me, say this to Gashayla, what does the Gemara want? What's the Pshat in this Yakir that you need for Bechor? So Shmaitzer brings in Shulchan Aruch, it says that Rav Pedachta is good enough for Yakir. Rav Pedachta is good enough. And the smat, this is the Shulchan Aruch Nechai Shemish with Simon Reishai and Zayin Siv Gimel. And the smat there, Sifkat and Vav, says that even though Rav Pedachta is not Yakir, but it's Rubei Kekulai. So it's Ke'ilu that it was Yasa Kol Pedachta. So you see from the smat, you don't need an actual Yakir. As long as you have Rav of a Kail and that Kail would be a Yakir, that's good enough. So according to the smat, the whole thing is not a Raya to Rebbeinu Tam. Because if Rav the Guf came out, that's like Kol Guf came out, then Kol Guf Avadu would be a Yakir, so that would be good enough. The Sma's naming on, and as I read, I still need Yantav Asim and Kufcha of Zion, the Sma's naming on, you don't actually need a Yakir. Yakir's a Shir. Yakir's a Shir, that's the Shir of Leda. And Yechon Olds Padachas is Yakir, so Rav Padachas is good enough. So Avada, when it came out the other way, if you have Rav Guf, Avada Kol Guf is a Leda Gemur and Avada with Yakir, so Rav Guf will be good enough. But the Shmaitzer holds no. The Shmaitzer says, if that's the Pshat, so maybe what's the Gemara's Kash and Rabbi Yechanan, that you need parts of Panim and Machaitim, maybe Rabbi Yechanan holds that Yakir is with the Rosh and with the Pedachas and the Chaitim, and Pedachas works because it's Rav of the Pedachas and the Chaitim. For real Akari, you need the Pedachas with the Chaitim, and it's his Pedachas works because it's Rav of the Pedachas and the Chaitim. Elamai, Sakta, if you're going to say Rav Pedachas works, you're going to have to say that Rav Pedachas is already a Yakir. And he said the Bach takes out the word Rav. The Bach holds that Rav doesn't work because there's no Yakir. So the Shmaitzer holds that there's a Tanai. Besides for the lady, you need Yakir. If you don't have the Tanai, you don't have it. It can't be Ruba Kekula. You don't have Yakir. Mashang in the Sma holds that the Yakir is a Shir. The Leid is the Yakir, so if you have Rav with the Shir. So that's the Leid that you did. You didn't have Rav Kukule, that's Rav Pedachas helps. The Kilis Yankov, to the Baal and the Sivis, there in Simen Yud Zayin Sif Kaf Dalet, he explains that the smell learns the Gemara like this. He says, if you're going to say Rabbi Yochanan says Padachas works because this is Roiv of the Padachas with the Chaitim, so what's the Shanim Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish also says that Chaitim is called Akara. So why doesn't Padachas work according to Rish Lakish? Elamai, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish weren't talking about where the Padachas came out. They were talking about what's the Shear. Rabbi Yochanan holds the Shear is a Padachas because that's called Akara. And Rish Lakish holds the Padachas is not called Akara. And the Nafkamina is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Reiv of the Padachas is good enough because you have Reiv of that Akara. Mashenka, and according to Rish Lakish, Reiv of the Padachas is not good enough because you don't have Reiv of that Akara. That's Shvedish Shmaitz's Kasha on the Sma. But I'll call upon him, that's the Machlaikis, the Shmaitz and the Sma. If Yakir is a Shir, so Mela Chayach Ruba Kakula, even if you don't have Yakir on the Reiv. But the Shir is Yakir, so Ruba Kakula means you have the Shir. Or Yakir is a Tanai. So mainly, you can't say Ruba Kekula. You need the Tanai of Yakir. Without the Tanai of Yakir, it wouldn't work. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Itmai hoyaloi banim miyaysa evig chavin is gayer. If a guy has children when he's a guy, and he becomes a ger, the question is, if the first Jewish children he has, after becomes a Jew, are they considered the Bechar? Rabbi Yochanan says no, because he already had a Reisha Sayne as a guy. And Rish Lakish says, no, Gershon is guy, Kanshan Eila Dami, and now it's considered Reisha Sayne. The Gemara says they have the same machlekes about Piri Verivya. Someone had children when he was a guy. Rabbi Yochanan says he was Mekayim Piri Verivya after he becomes a ger. Shimon Lakish says he wasn't Mekayim. And the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan says he was Mekayim because they saw you Barah Lashevis Yitzhar. The Gemara said there are children. And Rish Lakish says he wasn't Mekayim because it's not considered his children, Gershon is Gai Kakon Shanela Dami. And the Gemara makes a tzvikasam between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, because if you're going to say by Nachla, because Gaim are not B'nai Nachla. But maybe, by Gai Piri V'rivya, he did Sheves. And if you're going to say here Rabbi Yochanan said it because he did Sheves, but he wouldn't say it by Nachla because they're not B'nai Nachla. As far as what does it mean that not b'nei nachla, Rashi here says that a goyim and not b'nei nachla lirishes aviyam achashin is gairu. They're not b'nei nachla to yarshin the father after they become a gair. And Taisus has a ara that Taisus says, well, the ma'aseh they are b'nei nachla to be yarshin the father when he's a guy. Like it says in the Moran Kedushin, that v'atayra evachom yarishes aviv. So Taisa says what it means in apnei nachla is in apetayrus bechayra. There is no din bechayra by Gayim. So mainly you can't say you had a bechayra. Because there's no such thing as a bechayra by a guy. So that's why it'd be called Reisha Sayna. Mashen Kain, Lagabi Piriv Yivya by Gayim, there also is the Inyan of Sheves. So mainly you could say he had children Lagabi Piriv Yivya. Mashen Kain, Lagabi Nachla, he didn't have a bechayra because there's no bechayra by Gayim. So the Biskirav is Ma'ariah that Rashi Nevamah says very similar to Taisus here. The Rashi says, B'nach Yusin Labnei Din Nachlaninu, the Ben Kabas Ubechar Kapashit. So Rashi doesn't say, like he says here, that when you Megayer, they don't have a Din Nachla. Rashi says, even when they're Goyim, they don't have a Din Nachla because Ben Kabas Ubechar Kapashit. So two Aris. First of all, what does Rashi mean here when the Megayer, they don't have a Din Nachla? Amitaj is pointing out, Lamaisa, when they're a guy, they have a Din Nachla. So that's the question here. Do we say that this Din Nachla continues? And the second question is, what does Rashi mean in Yevamis? They don't have a Din Nachla because Ben Kabas or Bechara Kapashit. Bishlaim a Bechara Kapashit, we understand. They don't have a Din Bechara, like Taisus here says. So you can't call him a Bechara, because he never was a Bechara when he was a guy. But what does that have to do with Ben Kabas? What does that have to do with anything? So the Biskirav says in Chesant Dezach, the Biskirav says he is saying that you only say Gershon is Gai Kakon Shanel Dami, Lagabi the Dinim that don't apply by Bnei Nayach altogether. Lagabi the dinim that apply by Bnei Nayach, Lagabi those dinim you don't say Gershon is Gai Kakon Shanel Dami. That's what the Gemara here is Mashma. The Gemara is saying the Tzrichasam, that if they have the din by Bnei Nayach, then it's less likely to say the din of Gershon is Gai Kakon Shanel Dami. If they don't have the din by Bnei Nayach, then you don't say it. So Shaz, we all know by Arayis, we say the din of gerushin is gai katan shenela dami. That means the raisa, a guy, let's say, is not allowed to marry his sister when he's a guy. There's a raisa b'nei nayach. When he becomes a ger, if they both become ger, I mean, the raisa is allowed to get married because gerushin is gai katan shenela dami. The shaila is, but the adini are raisa by b'nei nayach also. So why don't you say, since that din is negate b'nei nayach, the din of raisa, so why do you say gerushin is gai katan shenela dami? So Zagdarov, because Arayis of Bnei Noach and Arayis of Yisrael are two separate dinim b'chlal. They're two different dini Arayis. It's not the Pshat has the same din. If he has the same din as a guy and as a yid, so legabe yenid din, there's no din of Gershon as guy cut in Chanel dummy. But Arayis is a completely different din. Because Arayis Bnei Noach, Arayis of Yisrael, the Biskarov brings Araya. Because the Rambam says in Ilchas Asuri B, a Perik Yedal, the Lacha Yid Zayin, that an Eved is mutter to marry his mother and his daughter and his sister because he's not a guy, so he doesn't have a Rayas of Bnei Noach. But he didn't bob Bechlal Yisrael, so he doesn't have the Rayas of Yisrael. Vice Dice is two different dinim. So Mela Eved's in between. He says, Rashi also says in Sehejim Nafna Chesem and Beis. It's two completely different dinim. So Zakta Briskarov, so Kumdes the Rashi and Bechayrus that says that he's not a Bnei Nachla because you see he's not Yerush is of Lachish and his Gayer. And the Rashi Nivomis that says it's not Bnei Nachla because Ben Kabasa Machar Kaposhet is saying the same teretz. That the Dine Nachla of Goyim are Choluk Beke Yasei Dinim from the Dine Nachla of Eden. It's not the same din. There is explaining the Chalukei Dinim. Since Ben Kabas and Bechor Kaposhet, so Vaishas is a completely different din Nachla. And here he's explaining what happens because of that. If it would be the same din Nachla, so then when they're Megayer, since the din Nachla applies to both Yidin and Gayim, you wouldn't say Gershon is Gayer. But you see, not that way. You see, when they're Megayer, it's Gayer, they're not, they're no Yarshin. Vaishas is a completely different din Nachla. And there in Yavamas, he explains why it's different. Because you see, Ben Kabas and Machar Kapashit. But the Yisayid Adavar is that the Din Nachla of Yisrael is a different Din Nachla than my guy. That's why they're called La B'nei Nachla. That was like the Biskarov Shat. Now about the Ikad Din of Piri V'Rivya, we pass it like Rabbi Yechanan, that there is a Kiyim of Piri V'Rivya by the children that the guy had when he's a guy. But the Rambam says a big Chiddush. The Rambam, in Ilchas Ishah's Perek, the Zohar V'Lach Avav says, Dafka if the sons also become Geirim. The sons become Geirim, then he can Mekayim Pirviu with Rivyu with the sons he had when he was a guy. Mashayim, if the sons remain Geirim, he's not Mekayim Pirviu Rivyu. Achrayim bring that to Arishayim, Taisus, V'chuli, that argue on it. But there's also the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, in Evin Ezra, Simon Aleph, Siv Zayin. It's Dafka when they're Megayir. The Bi'ur HaGra there asks that by Yerusha we don't find such a Tanai. By Yerusha and Chai Shemish, but it ever says that the only time he's not considered to have a Bechor L'Nachla is when the Bechor he had when he was a guy was Megayir. And the Gemara is Much that way, because the Gemara asks the Kasha on a B'yechanim from the Mishnah, that Mishla Ha'iloi Banim, that if he had Oida V'Esachov in his Gaira, that it's a Bechor L'Nachla. And the Gemara thought he had from Gerish Ha'ilei Banim in his Gair, and the Gemara brings the Raya from there that it's called the Bechor. But it doesn't say that the previous children were his Gair in the Mishnah. So you see clearly that by Nachla, it's even if they're not the Gair. And the Gemara makes it Tzrichasa between Nachla and Piri V'Rivya. So Mestam, it's the same case with not his Gair. Azai is Ma'ir, the Grub. But the Mepharshim on the Rambam, the Maisir Akeach, and the Bnei Ahuva from Yenis and Aibshitz, they say the Rambam is Stam saying a Svarim, that you can't be Mekayim Piri V'Rivya because you have Goyim. That's not Shevis. Piri V'Rivya is Avadar Pshat that the Eibushter wanted that you should have Yidin. You should populate the world with Yidin, not with Goyim. Now, the Machlokes of Reichen Mishlokesh is, are they considered your children Linyan Piri V'Rivya? And are they considered your children Linyan that you already have Reishis Einai? And we can't call the next child a Reishis Einai. So the Gabi, whether it's called Reisha Sinai, that's even if they're not Megayir. It has nothing to do with if they're Megayir afterwards. So Rabbi Yechonai Rish Lakish is stop arguing if they're considered your children. If they have a din like your children. Well, do you say Gershon is guy kanchnel? I mean, if no shaykes to those children, but hakadine v'hakadine, Yerusha is even if they're not the guyer, but you already had your eishes einay. It's not the gay they yarshing; they won't yarshin anyway. But it's the gay if it's called eishes einay for the next child to be a bechor. Hashegim purview ivya, the Rama holds you can't be mekayim if you have goyim, only if you have yidden. Now, in this sugyit is a famous kasha from the Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Ches, where the Gemara says that if somebody became a shaita, it was kafei shade, someone became a shaita, he lost his das, and he ate matzah when he was a shaita, and then he got better again. He's not yetzer with the matzah that he ate when he's a shaita, he's mechuyi to eat another gazayis of matzah. Because since b'shas he was a shaita, he was patim in a mitzvah, it's not considered a key in mitzvah, and he's still mechuyi to eat another gazayis of matzah. As there is mevur in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Ches. So in fact, the Turi Evin, so how does it stem with our Gemara? Our Gemara talks about if someone had children when he was a guy, if you don't say Gershon is guy Kanshan Eldam, if they're considered his children, he has a key in the mitzvah peri virivya. But Lamaisa B'Shah said he had the children, he was potter. So how could that be called a key in mitzvah? That's the kasha of the Turi Evin. So the Meritz Chiyas in Yevamis, he says that Eina Chinami, but the Gemara is saying that a guy has the mitzvah of Shevis. A guy also doesn't have a mitzvah of Rivya, but he has the inyan of Shevis, like Soy Barol, the Shevis Yitzara, that the world is created to be inhabited. And that Shaykh by Gayim also, he brings, Taisus in Gittin, that Mem Aleph says, it says that by an Eved, a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, since he can't get married, the Mechuyivti Meshacher him. Because he can't marry a Shifcha, because he's Chatzi Ben Chayrin. He can't marry a Bas Chayim because he's a Chatzi Eved. So he can't marry anyone, and the male will be a problem of a Sayyibro, the Shevis Yitzhara. So Taisa says, even if he could marry a Shifcha, he can't be Mekayim Pirviriv if he marries a Shifcha. Because it's not his children, they're not Miuchas after him. So what's the Pshat? Why the Mishnah after Red Eyes, he can't marry a Shifcha? So Taisa says, but if he could do Sheves, he can make the world inhabited, that would be enough to pat him from Pirviriv. So the Mitzchiyah says that since the guy could do Shevis, so even though he wasn't Mekayim Pirviriv, it's enough to pat him from Pirviriv, Lamaisa he did Shevis. But it's a mitzvah shver to me, because the Gemara in Yevamos fears ice that by an Evan that had children when he was an Evan, Hakol Maidim Be'Evan She'en Leichayis. By an Evan, it's not a key in Pirviriv. So you see clearly that the children he has when he's an Evan, he's still Mechuyiv to have children now that he's a Ben Chayrin. So you see, even though that Taisus is saying by Lisa Shivcha that he's going to have Shevis, even though they're not Miachis after him. So you see, Shevis is not enough. Abisul Shver. But there's a Teres from the Minchas Chinuch and a Teres from the Igros Moshe, and the arguing very stark in the aside of the mitzvah Piri Virivya. A little bit of a Keter Machalikis. The Minchas Chinuch is a mitzvah Aleph, he says, now, when the mitzvah is the maisa, so then you do the maisa. When you're potter, you're not mekayin the mitzvah. A period of review, the mitzvah is not the maisa. Haraya. If someone had children and they died, so he has to have more children. He's not potter from that. So what's the pshat? If someone ate matzah, he's potter already. What's the pshat? He had children already. So what's the pshat? And now he's mechuyev. The Torah says the mitzvah is that you have the child. That when the child is around, when the child is kayim, that's the key of mitzvah. So Meili's right now being the kayim of mitzvah. He has children. He's right now being the kayim of mitzvah. By matzah, now he's not doing anything. He ate the matzah when he was a shaitan. Now there's no key in b'chlal. But here the mitzvah is the fact that he has children. That is the mitzvah. So Meili, doesn't matter when the children were born. That's like the hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is having them. Right now he has them. So now it's a shayla. They consider his children in Yimpir Rivya. Rabbi Yechanan says, yeah. Rish Lakish says, no. According to Rabbi Yechanan, he has a keem of a mitzvah now. Not the pshat that is the keem of the mitzvah before. That's the Minchas Chinuch pshat. The Igros Moshe and Evan Ezra, Chelek Bey Simen Yindches, he says it's not mistarbet to say the mitzvah is to have the children because it's not biyodei b'chlal. Now he says that the pshat is the other way. The mitzvah is to do the bia. The mitzvah is the bia that could have children. That is the mitzvah. But having the son and the daughter, it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the bia. Having the son and the daughter is a p'tur from the mitzvah. And he brings a raya, the Milchus Chinuch also brings this in. He doesn't know pshat. But Tosis, in common places, in Gidin Dafim Aleph, and Baba Basra Dafim Gimel, when he asked the Kasha, why don't you say the Chatzi Ever Chatzi Ben Chayrin should be able to get married, I'll say the Chalosa say, now say, a period of river should be Deichad Chalosa say, of Loya Kadesh. So one of the Terutzim Tosis gives is that that's the Chalosa say he already has B'Shas HaRav from the beginning of the Bia. And the mitzvah saseh is only mekayim by the azra, by the gemara bia. That's when he's mekayim the mitzvah saseh. So the Milchus Chinuch is very bothered with this tesis. The chayv is not mekayim the mitzvah saseh till he actually has the kid. And even if you're going to say that when the zera is bimei isha and she's becoming muberis, it's already a kiyum mitzvah, but he doesn't have a zachar and a nekeva. How would he have a zachar and a nekeva then? Unless he has twins, a boy and a girl, it's not shchiach. So Taisa Shnam should say, the mitzvah is only when he has the kids. That's why it's not be'idna. Zagdra of Meshach, so you see from Taisa that the mitzvah is the bia. The gemara bia, that is the kiyum mitzvah, because that's all you could do. So that's your kiyum mitzvah. So what's the din of having a boy and a girl? That's not the kiyum mitzvah per virvya. That's the p'tur. He says, the Mishnah in Yevamos doesn't say, chayiv kol adam, Lahoylid benu bas. He doesn't say that. There can't be such a chiyuv. It's not biyotcha b'chlal. The Mishnah says liyavatul adam epir v'rivya elam kein yeshlei benu bas. That's a p'tur. So male the Terevin's kash is also not shver. It's the same teretz, but they're learning the mitzvah very differently. The Milchus Chinuch saying is that he has a son and daughter. That is the key of mitzvah now. And the Rosh is saying no. That's not a kiyum mitzvah. Kiyum is not having the son and daughter, but it's never a kiyum mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah is doing the bia. The son and daughter is a p'tur. Not that he has a son and daughter, so he's potter from the mitzvah, period for Rivya. He already has a son and a daughter. The mitzvah is ishtadlis until you have a son and a daughter. Al-Kavanim, either way, it's miyusha the Turi Evans Kasha. By matzah, whatever it is, when the mitzvah is the maisa chilas matzah, that doesn't work when you're potter. Mashenkin here, Lamaisa, you have the children. Whether you learn the Minchas Chinuch, having the children is the mitzvah, so he has the mitzvah now. When you learn a Grav Meisha that having children is the p'tur, so he has the p'tur now. But Al Kabanim, it's not a kasha that he had the children when he was a guy and he was pater. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amar Avana Barahava Leviya Sheyola B'na Pata Mechameh Shlon. If a Leviya has a Bechar, her son is pater from Eshlon. So the Gemara says, "Kasha the Abba Miman." But who's the father? Elaim the Abba Mikayinim Levi. If you're going to say that the father was also a Kayin or a Levi, Samari Leviya, a Filus Reilus Nami. The sugya early in the first parak that says a Kayin and a Levi, their son does not have a din opinion aben. Ella the Abba Miyisrael that she's a Leviya, but her husband's a Yisrael. So Mishbechais and Leves Avaisim Ksiv. Since you go basa the av, so the son's not a Levi. So why are you pater from Eslam? So the first tarot to the Gemara is Amra, papa the abba me'evi kechav. That she was nisaber from a guy. So kumdais is not considered like he has a father b'chlal. And later the Gemara says another tarot, my brother of Yosef and Shmei the Ravam, and that even if she's abba me'yisrael, but pepet the rechem tali rechmana, since the mother's a Levi, so you pater. But at this point in the Gemara is naming on that no. If the father is a Yisrael, so then Yichayiv and Pinyin Aben. But if the father is a guy that says you have no father, then you part the mitzvah the fact that there's a Levi. So Gepshutai, it sounds like you learned the Gemara like this, that Be'emesin, the Mishpacha goes by to the father. The father's Kiveya, if he's a Kayin, a Levi, Yisrael, what Shevet you're in, the Mishpacha is Mishpacha Sa'av. But if there is no Av, then the Mishpacha goes bus to the mother, then the Mishpacha's aim would be called the Mishpacha. But Rabbi Chanan, in Kaivitz Aris, Perichof, Eis Gimel, and Rabbi Chaim, on the Rambam, Hilchas Yisruya Bia, Perich Tesvav, Alachates, they mean the Gemara and Bava Basha is Mashma not that way. Because by Yerusha also we go bus to the Av. Only the Av and the Krevi Av are Yerush, Mishpacha Yisrael and Beis Avaisam. But there's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Kufya Dalna Mebeis, that there's a man, the Yomid there, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shimon, that he says that an Isha could be Yerush the son. And Tosfos there says that Avada, if there's a Mishpacha Sa'av, Avada, there's no Havman, that Isha could be Yerush the son. This man, the Yomid, says that Isha could be Yerush the son by Iki Yerush, where there is no Av. And the Shailas, is it go to her or is it Hefker? And that's a sheet of Rabbi Reb Shimon, that an Isha could be Yerusha's son, Al-Zegzeris HaKasav. And we don't bask in that way. So the Chai Yisim of Furish, that even when there is no Av, the Isha is not Yerusha's son. So you see that the din of Mishpachais and Mesav Aysam is a din that only an Av can be Mishpacha, Mishpacha Seim Stam can be a Mishpacha. So what's the pshat in this Gemara? If that's true, so how could it be that when a Levia is a Sabbat from a guy, then the son could be a Levi and be Pater from Pidyan Aben? What's the pshat? Mishpachas Av Kuri Mishpachas Mavuri from the Gemara of Abbasris, even when there's no Av, still the Mishpachas Aim can't be called Mishpacha, the Aim can't be Yerush's son. So the emphasis is the Rishbam there is Mashmanat the way. The Rishbam in the Mishnah says that it says that the Rishbam says the reason why the aim can't be Yerush, his nusach is that a kravia av Yerush Moshe, the Mishpachas aim in Kriya Mishpacha. So he says the reason why the aim is not Yerush is because the kravia av Yerushim, the Mishpachas aim in Kriya Mishpacha. So why does he say that the kravia av Yerushim Moshe, even if the kravia av wouldn't be Yerush Mishpachas aim in Kriya Mishpacha? It's mashman, if there's no kravia av, the kravia aim could be Yerushim. And as I state in Rabbeinu Yeruchim, in Meisharim Simcha Feis Aleph, he says Mefurish, "Kishe Ein La Kravi Av La Pamim Yerush Neis La Kravi Imay Bava Baser Rishbam." So he learned of the Rishbam this way, that the reason why the aim is not Yerush is because Kravi Av Yerushim Ayseh the Mishpacha same Kuy Mishpacha, and when there's no Kravi Av, then the aim could Yerushin, and you can learn Kishimsel Shitase because in Kuf Yedalid the Rishbam is Mashma. That even when there is a Mishpacha Sa'av, that man, the Omar, Rav Shim, Rav Yehuda, holds that the aim herself could Yarshin. So the Gemara would stem with the Rishbam, that Mishpacha Sa'av ain't Kuri, Mishpacha Sa'av Kuri Mishpacha, is only when there is a Mishpacha Sa'av. When there's no Mishpacha Sa'av, then the Mishpacha Sa'av could be a Mishpacha, and Mimela, the son could be a Levi. But in Taisus, the Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Chaim is right, that in Taisus, it's mavur that even when there's no father, you still say that Mishpacha's aim is in Kriya Mishpacha. And Kvege brings the Raya also from Taizen Ksuvus Yin Aleph Mefurish that the Kravia aim don't Yarshin even by Meberishin is Gairi where there is no Av. So what's Pshat in Agamara? So Rabbi Chanan says a Pshat that when there was an Av, like a Ger that married a Gieris, and the Av died, so even though now there's no Av, the aim won't become a Mishpacha. But like a Muberi, like a Nisaba Miakum, by Nisaba Miakum, where there never was an Av, then the aim could be a Mishpacha. But it will come out of Chiddush and Uchas Yerusha. That Al Kapanim, by, if a guy marries, Yid, then the aim and the crave aim would be Arshin. Chanan says the grace of Chiddush. Like we said, the Bekvege brings the Taisus and Ksuvas Dafir Al from Furish, not that way. So Reb Chaim in the Shtickel says, like, Gavaldi Galom de Shtickel. He says like this. He says, there's two dinim in Levians. Levium is a Mishpacha. And the Mishpacha's Leviyah can only go with the Av. If the Av's not a Levi, the Ben can't be from the Mishpacha's a Levi. But also, Levius is a Chalais Din. So there are Chalais Din Levius. It's a Chalais Din Levius, and that could be if your aim is a Levi, you'll also get that Din. So how come if the aim is a Levi, and the Avzi Yisrael, he doesn't get the Chalais Din Levius? So, Reb Chaim, you're going to have to say that the Mishpachas Av, the Mishpachas Yisrael, are afgone the Din Levius. If there's no Av, so you can get the Din Levius from the aim. If there's an Av, and the Av is not in the Mishpacha, he's not in the Mishpachas Alevi, he's in the Mishpachas Yisrael. So someone in the Mishpachas Yisrael can't have any Din Levius. He's Mufka from any Din Levius. So Mishpacha is only the Av. But there's a Din Levius, it's not only a Mishpacha. That could come from the Aim. But when you have Mishpacha Sa'av, and the Mishpacha Sa'av is not in the Mishpacha Levi, and the Mishpacha Sa'av is in the Mishpacha Yisrael, that's Mafkir Din Levi. That's Reb Chaim Shtickel. He says a little bit schwer. Why should the fact that Ifan the Mishpachas Yisrael be Mafgir Adin Levi, but he brings a raya from later in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says later that a Kehenish and a Sabra from Eivik and Chavim is Chayiv and Pidyon HaBen. Why? Because since she was Nivul Ala'akum, she's Nivul Ala'akum, so she becomes a Zar, she becomes a Chalola. A Chalola is not a Kehenis anymore. So Zarktaisis, what happened to the Kedushas Leviya? So he says it also becomes Paka. Because the Leviya that's Nivula, the Gemara is Mavura, Leviya that's Nivula, still gets Meiser. She's still a Leviya. But a Kehenish and Nivula, she becomes Nivsla from Kahuna, she becomes Pasal, she becomes like a Zor. So I understand that Kedushas Kuna could become Nivsal Ayadeya Bia to a guy, because she becomes a Chalala. And Kedushas Leviya can't, because Kedushas Leviya doesn't become Nifsa with the Bia of a guy. But the Shaila is, every Kayin also happens to be from Shevet Levi. So every Kayin should have a Din Leviya because they come from Leviyim. They should have this Din Leviya. So this Din Leviya they have from being in Shevet Levi, that doesn't become Pasul, right? A Leviya that a guy is, that's Nivla L'Akam, the Gemara is Mavur, it's still Leviya, doesn't lose it in Leviya. So even though she happens to be Kehenes, so she loses it in Kehenes, but how'd she lose it in Leviya? So it must be that Kahanim don't have it in Levi. He says, even though in Yevam Estaf Pevav it says you can give my Sirishin to a Kayim because they Ikri Leviyim, that's because in Kedushas Kuna blimes also Dine Leviya. But Kahanim aren't Leviim mitzad the fact that they're from Shevet Levi. Why? Zakta, because there's two Mishpachas. There's Mishpachas Kahuna, there's Mishpachas Leviya, there's Mishpachas Yisrael, it's a different Mishpacha. And when you're in Mishpachas Kahuna, you lose its mafkia, all the din Leviyas, from being in Mishpachas Leviya. So who in din Mishpachas Yisrael is mafkia that way? So even though the son of a Leviya could get din Leviyas from his mother, but the fact that his father is Yisrael, before the Gemara said, Paterechem Talerechmana, the din mishpacha that he has, the mishpachas Yisrael, he has from his father, is afkar from the din Leviyas. Just like the Kayin also is afkar from the din Leviyas. If it wouldn't be afkar from the din Leviyas, so the fact that she was nivul agai, ena chinami shall lose kedushas kuna, but what happened to the din Leviyas that she has? It must be that the mishpachas kuna makes that she doesn't have din Leviyas. So the Mishpachas Yisrael also makes it you don't have Din Leviyas. So La'ilam, anything that's totally Mishpacha like Yerusha could only go with the Av, even if there is no Av. There's no such thing as Mishpachas Aim. But Leviyas, besides from Mishpachas Leviya, there's a Din Leviya. So Kol Zman, you're not in another Mishpacha, you can get the Din Leviya from the Aim. If Ayidei the Av, you become in another Mishpacha, that's Mefkiya the Din. That's the shtickle from Reb Chaim on the Sugya. With this, Reb Chaim is Masbid, the Rambam holds, he says it's totally in Tupshatim in the Gemara Yevamos Nun Zayin, but the Rambam holds that if a ger marries a Bas Yisrael, the child is Asa B'Mamzer, Asa B'Mamzeris. Because the mother is a Bas Yisrael, the child's called Kal. So the Ran asks on the Rambam like this, Ein Echinami, it's Mavur in the Gemara, that if a Yisrael is a Saber, Yisrael is a Saber from a Goy, so her son is Asa B'Mamzeris. It's considered Kal, because the mother is a Yisraelis, it's considered Kal. But that's because she has no father. That's because the Vlad has no father, so mainly as it didn't Kal, it's not the mother. But if the father is a ger, wanting to say, L'shprichoysim l'vesa v'ysam, and the son will be a ger, and mutter with the mamzeris. That's the Ran's kasha on the Rambam. So Tainit Reb Chaim, Lefi Yisrael, is very good, the Rambam. Because once you see, like he's saying, Chaim's going with the Anocha, that Mishpacha's aim is never Mishpacha, even when there's no Av. He learns that from the Gemara in Bava Basra. And you see that when the mother is Yisraelis, the child is called Kahal. That's because the Din Kahal has nothing to do with Mishpacha. So Oy Bazai, over here you could say that the Mishpacha's Yisrael, since it's not Mishpacha's Levi, is Mefkia the Din Levi. But Lagabe Kahal, you can't say that there's a that the fact that the father's a ger is mafkir din kahal. Why? father happens not to be kal, he's a ger. The mother's a kal, so you get the din kal from the mother. You see from when the father's a ger, you get the din kal from the mother. Agamar, which has a din mishpacha, mishpachas his soul, is mafkir a din levi. But lagabi kal, the fact that he's a ger, how could that be mafkir the din kal? That's where the Rambam holds, that once you see when the father's a ger, it's a kal. So who a din when the father's a ger? It's also kal, because kal says it's not totally a mishpacha. So he says he has to learn up in the Ran. The Ran learns that once you have mishpachas av, the aim can't make any chalais dinim. That's how the Ran has to learn. Because he says, kal is not totally a mishpacha. The Ran has to learn that the yisayit is that when there's a mishpachas av, the aim can't make any chalais dinim. Yeah, that's the shtickler Reb Chaim. The few we said from the Rishbam, that when there's no av, you could have mishpachas aim. So then you can learn up in the Ran that kal is also a din of mishpacha. When there's no av, you get mishpacha from the aim. But when the av's a ger, so then the mishpacha comes from the av, and the av's a ger. And the mela, the mishpacha is that you're not from kal. But Reb Chaim is saying, l'shitasei, the way he sees from Tosfos in Bava Basra, that even when there's no av, there's no din mishpacha same. So Vaisa's kal b'chol doesn't have to do with mishpacha. So mela is very mish of the Rambam, even if there's an av, and the av's a ger, but you get the din, mishpacha of kal from the aim. Now the Ran has to hold that even if it's not a din mishpacha, still the mishpacha's av could be mafkia any din he could get from the aim. That's a shtickler of Chaim. And now let's see the Gemara weiter a little bit. The Gemara says that this case where Levio is misaber from a guy, the son is potter from Pinyan and Ben, loy teim alibi de man yom ein mizam in a savlat. Don't say it's only according to man the Amma that you are not mizam the Vlad. We don't consider the Vlad mizuham. Tame, el afilu man the Amma mizam in a Vlad. We consider him mizuma, but still, he's still potter from Pinyan and Ben because Levi Pasul Mikri. He's considered a Levi Pasul. Now, Rashi learns Pshat, and this is how Rav Yishayim learned, that the man the Amma ain't mizam in a Vlad means that the Vlad is not a mamzer. So if he's not a mamzer, Rashi says a nusach, so you go bust to the aim, so he's a levi. But if you're a mazam and a savat, which means the vat is a mamzer, because you go bust to the av, but still, he would have a din levi because he's a levi apostle. See, the Brisk Rav points out, the Gemara there is mashman, that the reason why he's not a mamzer, according to Mount Yom Avat Kasher, is because there's no kedushin loyalty day v'loyla achrini. Anytime there's a bia that can't have tefisas kedushin like a rais, is a mamzer. But the guy could be is not considered a mamzer because there's no tefisas kedushin loy l'didei v'loy l'achrini. So the Rav says, and that this is how Rashi's learning, and Rishayim, the Ramban, the Rashi learned this way, and the Pshat is, since he doesn't have kedushin loy l'didei v'loy l'achrini, if Vlad's not miyuchas after him. If Vlad's not miyuchas after him, so it doesn't become a mamzer, he doesn't have a father. So Mel is not considered a mamzer. If he has a father, and the bia was a bia be'isser ba'aveiru without tefisas kedushin, then he's a mamzer. He's not, doesn't have a father, he's not considered a mamzer. That's a pshat in Rashi, you go busted the day, you go busted the aim. But even if you consider a mamzer, you go busted the father, but still, it's enough to make him a mamzer, but not enough to, he's still part from Pinyan Ben. The Biskrav brings a tesefta in Yavamas Perichas that a mamzer, a levi that's a mamzer, you don't give him a serishin. He loses the din levi legabe ma'isirishin. So he's talking a little bothered. If a mamzer that's a levi loses the mamzer legabe ma'isirishin, so why does he have a din levi to pater from Pinyan Ben? So he wants to say with the Reb Chaim that we spoke out, that there's two dinim. There's din mishpachas levi, which there a mamzer can't have. And he anyway can't have mishpachas levi. That could only come from the av. And there's that's in din levi, the din levia, which could come from the mother. So to give ma'isirishin, you have to be from the Mishpachas Leviyah. Otherwise, you don't have a schus to get ma'isirishin. But for Pturim, Pinyan Ben, as long as you have a din levi, which comes from the aim, it's also good enough, even if it's not Mishpachas Leviyah. And Mamela, the mamzer won't be mafkir a din levi, levi pasul mikri. A mamzer could have a din levi, it just can't be Mishpachas Levi like I'll be ma'isirishin. Zevul the Brisker of Tainim. Now Taisa says a different pshat. Taisus says that Mizahim is not a Lashon of Mamzeris. Mizahim is a Lashon of Goyim. Goyim Mamizuhamim. When the Nachash was born, Chavi put Zuhama and Klai Yisrael, that was in our Sinai, was Pasuk Zuhamasam. But the guy remained with the Zuma. Zuma is Lashon of Gayim. So who is the man Yama Ein Mizaminus of Lad? Zak Taisus, the man Yama Ein Mizaminus of Lad means the man Yama that's a Mamzer. That's more Pasha that the Potter. Because since you Ein Mizaminus of Lad, you don't go bust to the guy. That's why Gufa, the child, is a Mamzer. Because you're not going bust to the guy. And the man Yama Mizaminus of Lad is the one that says a Lad Kusher. Because the man Yama of Lad Kusher is because you go bust to the guy. But Gayim, it's not Shaykh Mamzeris. So if you're going to go bust at a guy, you're going to say that he's a son of the guy, so then he can't be a Mamzer. If you're saying that he's a Mamzer, Kum Dais is saying that he goes bust at an Aim, who's a Yid, then he can be a Mamzer. Mamish Faket. Rashi's learning if you go bust at an Aim, he's Kosher, because the guy's out of the picture. Rashi, if you go bust at a guy, then it's a Bia Saveira, then he's a Mamzer. And Dais says, no. If you go bust at the Av, you're going bust at a guy. So he's not a mamzer, but Goyim is no mamzer. In order to say he's a mamzer, you have to go bust to the aim. Now the shaila is, what does Taisus mean that the reason why he's not a mamzer is because he's going bust to the guy? We all know that if a guy marries a yid, the child's a yid. Whether he's a yid or not is totally on the mother. That is a mefurish gemara. And Yevamos at the end of the second parak, a mefurish mishnah. That if the mother's a guy, the child's a guy. And who would then, if the mother's a yid, the child's a yid? L'chayr is a halacha revachas. So what's Pashib Shannon Taisus? Taisus learning of this Gemara. And the Gemara is saying that the man the Omar of Ein Mizaminus of Lad means the man the Omar of Mamzer, because then you're going bust to the mother. The man the Omar of Mizaminus of Lad means the man the Omar of Lad Kasher, because then you're going bust to the father that's a guy. What's the Shant? Why isn't he a mamzer? Because he go bust to the father. El Michael's by Gayim, there's no mamzeris, but he's a yid. His mother's a yid. So there is a big discussion about this, that there is a tzad to say that when it says, Eved v'akam abo bas Yisrael of Lat Kusher, it means that the son is a guy, he's not a mamzer, but he's a guy, and he needs geiris. Taisus is mashing that way in Yevamos daf Tezayin amid Beis, and in Kedushin daf Ayin Hei amid Beis, like we'll discuss. And Rashi also seems to say this in Kedushin Daf Samech Ches Amid Beis. Now when it says, only the man the Yomim that holds, Eved V'akam Abba Bais Yisrael, Levad Mamzer, he holds that you don't need Geirus. Levad is a Mamzer, you go bust to the mother, and therefore the Levad is a Mamzer. Now Shenkin, if you hold Eved V'akam Abba Bais Yisrael, Levad Kosher, means he's not a Mamzer, but he's a guy, he needs Geirus. Now, the Achreinim asks, the Sharei Melech, Nisuri Bia, Perek Dezvav, Alacha Gimel, and other Achreinim, that Agamar Lachar is Mefurish not that way. Because if you're going to say that he's a guy, and he needs Geiris, so how could you possibly say that he's Mechuyiv and Pidyon HaBen? Agamar is Mavur, that if his mother's a Leviah, then, and a guy is Baal the Leviah, and they have a child, he's Potter from Pidyon HaBen, because his mother's a Leviah. But if his mother's Yisraelis, he's Chayiv and Pidyon HaBen. If he's not, if he's a guy, how can he possibly be chayiv and pinyon aben? He's a guy. A guy is not chayiv and pinyon aben. And chayiv raya brura that an eved v'akam abba bas Yisrael, even according to man yama avad kosher, is a yid. So what's pshat in Tosfos? So I think there are three pshatim. L'daiti, there are three pshatim in the Achreinim. One pshat is the marsha in Kedushin daf ayin hei amid beis. That's a shver marsha. A lot of Achreinim have a problem with it, but I'll tell you what he says. Taisus there was going, it's going on the Gemara. The Gemara says that there was a Gzeira, a Kusi can't marry a Kusis. Two Kusim can't marry each other. And the Gemara was Mavur, the way Taisus is learning, because we're afraid that one of these Kusim, the Kusim Ageri Arayis, Kusim Alaikayim, we're afraid that one of these Kusim had a Jewish mother, and another Kusi had a Gayish mother. And Mamela, the way Taisus learns, the problem is that maybe a Yid is marrying a guy. And the Gemara says that goes like the man the Yama, Eved V'akam Abba Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. And that's why we're afraid that the Kusi with the Jewish mother is going to marry the Kusi with the Kusi mother, and will end up a Mamzer is marrying a guy, a Mamzer is not allowed to marry a guy. So Taisus asks the Kasha, if the problem is marrying a guy, so why is it only a problem if you hold Eved V'akam Abba Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer? Why wouldn't it also be a problem if the old Eved V'akam Abav Asisor Levad Kasher? The Taisus says, and this was the old Nusach in Taisus, Im Avlat Kasher Im Kenu Hoylech Acher Evdi Kachavim, Kram Abasei Perek Leil, V'lekel Amechesh Kol Kach Im Tinasil Evdi Kachavim. If the Vlad is kosher, then he goes bust to the guy. So you don't have to worry so much if he marries the guy. Avash discover Avlad Mamzer, Im Ken Hoylech Acher Imai, V'lekel Amechesh Tfei Shalei Tinasil Evdi Kachavim. If you say a Vlad kosher, so he goes bust to the guy, so you don't have to worry so much if he marries a guy. But if you say a Vlad mamzer, he goes bust to the mother, so then you have to worry more. So the Marshavia says, Taisus doesn't say that if it's a Vlad kosher, means that he's a guy, he needs geirus. He could have said that. He says, Psalom this, that you go bust to the guy, and you don't have to worry so much if he marries a guy. Mashiach, if you hold a Vlad mamzer, he goes bust to his mother, so you have to worry more. Why don't they say more Pasha? If you hold a Vlad Kasher, he's also a guy. Even though he has a Jewish mother, he's a guy. So what's the problem if he marries a guy? He says, no, you go bust to the father and you don't have to worry so much if he marries a guy. So Dr. Mashav Adi is Kasher without Geiris. But Lamaisa, he's not called Bincha. He's not called Bincha. The problem with marrying a guy like Sushan Mamskioser is Bincha Meacherai. He's not really called Bincha. He's Meyuchas Basa the guy. And a male, it's not such a problem if he marries a guy. Even though he's a Yid, he can marry a Yid or so. But it's not such a problem if he marries a guy, because he has a Pesgayi Sheyichos, it's not such a tragedy. The old Avad Mamzer, Sekumtais, he's not a guy Bechlal, he's not Meyuchas after his father altogether. The male, that's a big problem if he marries a guy. Masheikin, if the old Avad Kasher, so even though he's Kasher without Geirus, he doesn't need Geirus. But it's a gnug ha'ilech acher olive that we're not worried that much if he marries a guy. As I state in the Marashah. So this is, I think, the first pshat in this taisis also. I think the feet of Marashah in Kedushin. The pshat is Avada, he's mechuyev mitzvah, Avada, he can marry a yid. But he's considered mezuham, he's considered fagayisht. The reason why he's not a mamzer is because of the yachas that he has to the guy. That's why there's a havimina that he can't be called a levi. No, he could be called the Levi, Levi Apostle Mikri. But he's Chayiv and Pidyon and Ben because he is considered a Yid in Gansen. He's a Yid with a Gai Sheyichus. Episode Begam of being a Gai. Nafkamina, that he's not a Mamzer because he has Gai Sheyichus. So there was a Havmina, so he can't be a Levi. Kamashmo, no, he also could be a Levi. That's one Malach. The Tzveita Malach is what the Marid Al-Ghazi says here. Hagavaldig Chiddush, and pretty much the Marshal says this in Yavam Staff Design and Mabez, where Taisus there also says this, you say, that if he's a guy, it sounds like from Taisus there, that if you hold David V'akum Abav Asisor Levad Kasher, that he's kasher only with Geirus. As Dr. Marit Al-Ghazi, it depends. He's miyuchas after the guy. Say, as if it's a guy, you should say to him. He's also miyuchas after his mother, as either should say to him. If you hold the Vlad Mamzer, the guy is totally out of the picture. And Mamela, he's a Gansen Yid, that's why he's a Mamzer. Mashengin, if you hold a Vlad Kasher, so come to his Milchus after the guy. So is he a Yid or a guy? So, like the Mirta Gazi, it depends. If his mother raises him and is Megadol to be a Yid, so come to Islam Afreya, we say that even Bashas the Ibri was a Yid. And that's why he could be Chayiv in Heislaim. But if, like the case by the Kusim, or like the case there in Yavamist after Zionim and Beis, where they become Goyim, the Goy is Megadolim, and he's grown, he's brought up, not as a Yid, so Melam Afreya, come dice, he's a guy, and Melam be a guy. Whether he's a Yid or a guy, it depends how he's brought up. Very Mechudish the Gazach, Psavil the Zach. A lot of Achreinim are bothered with it. But that's the Mahalach and Merid Al-Ghazi. So Melam, Taisus means you go bust at a guy, meaning that he could be a guy. If the guy brings it up, he'll be a guy. That's what it means, Mezamen. That's the Havimin, that since he has a guyish aside to him, so Mela maybe won't be considered a Levi. But the reason why he's Takam Mechayiv and Pinyan Aben, and the reason why he's considered a Levi is because he has a Yiddish aside also. And if he's brought up as a Yid, he's a Yid. The Dibris Mesha, at the end of the first parak of Yavamas, also says this Svarim. He has a whole lumdus for it, that the pshat is that really, it's up to the mother. The mother could be like Megayir him. It could be like Meberish in his Gaira, that it could be bottle, it could become like a Ger, Bimei Imai, if the mother wants him to be a Yid. Hashem, if the mother wants him to be a guy, so he won't be Nizgaya Bimei Imai, and Mamela will be a guy. But there's the pshat from the Marashal, from the Mirat Al-Ghazi, the Dibras Mesha also wants to go with it. That whether he's a Yid or guy depends. He could be a Yid, it could be a guy, it depends how he's brought up. And Gavaldiga Mechudish Dika Mahalach. I heard him say, that would also explain a little bit why the Yavish was seemingly Esther's son from Achashverosh, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel was mavur that he was a guy. What's the pshat? L'chayim, he had a Jewish mother. But if you say that if he's brought up as a guy, he could be a guy, even with a Jewish mother. So that would explain it. But that's the second mahalach. But the third mahalach is, that ain't a chinami. Taisus here is going like what he sounds like on Yevamos Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, and what he sounds like in Kedushin Daf Ayin Hei Amid Beis, and like Rashi and Kedushin Daf Samu Zayin Amid Beis, that if you hold the Vlad Kosher, he needs Geirus. The one who goes to this Mahalach is in the Sivas, in the Shalosh Tshuvos Chem Deshloimet, is a Tshuva from the Sivas, Evan Ezra Chelik Beis, Simon Beis, I mean, is from the Sivas, where he holds that way, he holds the way Elocha Lamaisa. So how do you understand our Gemara, that it should be Chayv and Binyan and Ben? He says, since Lamaisi was born from a Jewish mother, when he's Megayah, Lamafrei is Miuchas after his mother. Lamafrei, he blimes, he's a Yid with a Jewish mother, so he doesn't blime the Kanchanela dummy, Lamafreya, he blimes Miuchas to his mother once he's Megayah. It's a very Mechudish Dika Mahalach. It would also answer the Kashu we spoke in the previous share about a Mumberish and his Gairam. And let's say it was a Rasai Shalei Bikdusha Vladasa Bikdusha, that's Mashma from the Gemara that you need a Geirus, and it's Masha from the Ramban, that the Geirus only works when you have the Mila afterwards, but it's Mavur that he's considered the son of that mother, Yishchayev and Pinyan HaBen. If you need a Geirus afterwards, why don't you say Kekot and Shanayla Dami? So if the Nesiva Sosi could say that, since Lamaisa, his mother is Jewish, he was born from a Jewish mother, even though he needs Geirus because it wasn't his Abba B'Kedusha, once he had the Geirus, so then he becomes Miuchas to the mother again. You don't say Kekat and Shanela Dami. That's what the Nesiva says. But you could say differently, a little bit like we spoke in the previous Shia, in Ke'enze, it says in Abitzel Panovicher, in the Zeche Yitzchok Simon Lamed, we said in the previous Shia, the Yisayda Reb Naftali, that there's two dinim. There's a Shem Yisrael, and then there's a Din Kedushas Yisrael. And we said by Mumberish and his Gaira, that Avada, since he came from a Jewish mother, he has a Shem Yisrael, and you only need Geirus to be Chal and a Kedushas Yisrael, and for that you don't need Kabbalah Smitzes like we spoke, for that you don't say Geirus and Sky Kotten Shreila Dami. So you could say the same thing about an Eved Vakam Abba Bas Yisrael. You could say not that way, like Ravi Shainim hold, that since at the time of the Heroyin she was Jewish, so you could say that's enough to have Kedushas Yisrael. The only dinim of Berish and his guy is missing Kedushas Yisrael is because it was a Rasa Shalei B'Kedusha. At the time of the pregnancy, the mother was Gaish. So then you need a Geirus for Kedushas Yisrael. Mashen Cain, Eved Vakam of Obas Yisrael, where even at the time of the pregnancy she was Jewish, so then you could say he has full Kedushas Yisrael if you hold the Vlad Kusher. That's a Chayat Rav Yishayinim hold. But if you want to say the Shita that you need Geirus, like Taisus seems to say in Yevamos, Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, and Kedushin Daf Ayin Hei Amid Beis, you could still say that it's not the pshat that he's a guy, and if he wants, he doesn't have to mekabel the mitzvahs, he's not mechuyev in any mitzvahs, the geirus is voluntary, the geirus, if you do a geirus when he's younger, it's a din of ger katan. You could say, Vaita, he was born from a Jewish mother, so Meili hasn't a Meshem Yisrael. Now the reason why he needs geirus is for Kedushis Yisrael. That would fit very good in the Taisus and Ayin Hemi Beis, Ein Lachish Kol Kach. Since he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, it's not so bad if he marries a guy. But he's really not going to marry a guy, because he has a Shem Yisrael, and he's Mechuyiv to be Megayir and get Kedushas Yisrael. Just the Vaila, since he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, he's not going to marry Yisrael. He needs Geirus to marry Yisrael. So that's how Gemara, that the man the Yama Mezaminus of Vlad is the man the Yama of Vlad Kosher. You need Geirus, but you don't need Kabbalah Mitzvah. You just need Geirus to make Kedushas Yisrael. But he has a Shem Yisrael. That's why Bichayev and Pinyan Ben. So you would think if he's missing Kedushas Yisrael, he can't have it in Levi. Kamashma Nixlev Din Levi, without Kedushas Yisrael. We're not talking about Mishpachas Levi, like Reb Chaim said. We're talking about Tzlamet Din Levi. The Din Levi can work even if you're old Mezaminus of Lan, and he has a Din of he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, he still could be called a Levi Pasul. That would be the Pshat. There's Echa Yitzchak, and Mitzvapanovich, it says close to this. He says by a guy, there's two things. There's a guy who's Pater for Mitzvahs. And that Avad, if he has a Jewish mother, he's Mechoyiv for Mitzvahs. But a guy is also a Psul Yuchsin. So that we say, Halaychach Psulon. That Lahem, Halaychach Psulon. If one of the parents is a Pasul, like if one of the parents is a Mamzer, or an Amayni, Mayavi, Mitzvah, Adaymi, Halaychach Psulon. I mean, not Amayni, Mayavi, because the Nekevis aren't Amayni, Mayavi, but I'll go about him. If one of the parents is a Psul cult, so Halaychach Psulon. So who are then, if the parent is a guy, so you have the psul of a guy. So Avani is a Yiddish Mechayiv mitzvahs, but you have the psul yuchsin of a guy, for that he needs geirus. It's a similar word. Naftali is saying about he has a shame Yisrael that Kedush is Yisrael, and if it's upon him, which is saying about he's a Yisrael, but the pshat is he has a psul of Akum, because that came from his father, you need the geirus from Afkir psul. And it's that psul of Akum which takes away the psul of Mamzerus. That's the pshat. That if you hold a Vlad Kasha, you go bust the guy. Why is he Kasha? Because he's Miuchas after the guy. If he's Miuchas after the guy, Lagabi the Psul of guy, so he can't have a Psul of Mamzeris. So that's the shot. Loitem Aliba the man the Omar. Ain Mizaminus of Vlad. You don't make him a guy, he's a Mamzer. So that's okay, he could be a Levi, he's a Gansin a Yid. But even if you hold Mizaminus of Vlad, the reason why he's not a Mamzer is because he has a Psul of a guy, he still could be called a Levi. But halacha l'maisa, even though the nesivus goes even l'halacha to say that if a guy marries a yid and has children, they need geiris, but the Pirkei Tshuva, in the beginning of Siman Dal, it brings down that the Rambam and the Rifla marshal hold that Eved v'akam abad mas Yisrael, the Vlad isn't even pogum l'kuna. Also the Ramban al Atayr with the Chachmei Tzifatim at the end of Parashas Emor is quite mavur, that as long as the mother is Jewish, the Vlad is Jewish, and the ties in the Shach and Simon Reish Samas Kles and Yerudeus have gotten Yud is Mavur that way. And it brings other Achrenim. And the Vlad, that's the Linnig Pashit and Kal Yisrael, that when the mother is Jewish, the kids do not need Geirus. But in Pshat in this Taisus, we said three Mahalchim. Either the Pshat is he has a Yichus of a guy, even though he doesn't need Geirus at all, the Marsha and Kedush and Dafayin Heim and Beis. We have the Pshat Emrud al Ghazi, it depends if he's brought up Jewish and he doesn't need Geirus, if he's brought up Gayish and he's a guy. And we have the Pshat of the Nesivus and Shal Shuvus Chem the Shleim Evanezer Simon Beis, that Taisus is going, that if you hold the Vlad Kasha, that means you need Geirus. Whether it means you need Geirus in Gansin, or you're just missing Kedushas Yisrael, or you just have a Psulakim, that's what we discussed.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.